Only in unusual situations where protections of property or safety measures so requires that the chapters may secure services of skilled workmen who cannot be paid in excess of $1.50 per hour. Equipment rental rates are as follows. Twos and a half a ton pickups, $2 per hour when actually employed, not to exceed 8 hours per day. 3/4 ton pickups and 1 ton trucks, $2.50 per hour when actually employed. 1.5 ton truck and over, $3 per hour when actually employed. Tractors farm, $4 per hour when actually employed, not to exceed 8 hours per day, and rental of heavy equipment. Locations of chapters. The funds shall be located by chapters on the base of population as determined by current census figures. It will be the duty of council delegate and chapter organization to give latest census information as to its increase and decrease. If there is a death or a birth in a family, a regular census form supplied by Chapter Works. Works office will be used. And this potential information should be a report to the Public Works office no later than 30 days. Members of families of employees of the Navajo tribe, government agencies, state agencies, missions, or trading posts will not be counted in population for location of funds. All types of welfare, social security, receptions, and other beneficial payment would be excluded from the count for locations of funds. Navajo residents of Hopi District Number 6 will be considered as members of Jetito or Low Mountain chapters for purchase of eligibility under the Public Works Program. Chapter reverse funds. Every chapter will be required to hold in reversed 10% of the allocations until 2 months before the end of the fiscal years. The advisor committee may appreciate it such reverse to emergency work project such as floods or other unforeseen emergencies such as public roads and bridge dams or stuff like that. A copy of the approved plan of operation and any amendments thereunto shall be furnished to the office of the area director. Duties and responsibilities. Project foreman. All personnel, including the foreman, will be hired only at chapter meetings and Foreman must be able to read and write English. Foreman will rotate every 10 days, will direct labors and assigned project, will keep a current project records and will report times for labors and proper time cards. Well, turn time cards probably assigned by a councilman into public works office at regular pay periods. Foremen's are responsibilities for the safety of laborers under their supervisions. Here's what I'm going to talk about. Laborers. Laborers will be hired on basic of need only, and with eligibility rules in paragraphs 5 and 6 of this plan of operation. Will be hired only at chapter meetings, rotate every 10 days. The use of income tax is expressly forbidden, and any workman drinking on public works projects shall be determined immediately by the foreman. Chapter officers are council delegates. Types of projects. Rock waving and other arts and crafts are protected. Foreman contact arts and crafts personal as to size, designs, diet, and so on. Home improvements, payment for laborers, purchase of lumber, cinder blocks, lavatories, bathtubs, and hot water heats, and electrical home wire. Order of performance. Need. These are order of performance. How the house has got to be built. Number one, it's got to be neatly. Number two, these unable to contact for themselves. Three, these who have the materials available. If a neatly family has received a sentence from the travel welfare department with the lumber, doors, windows, and so on, and the material is delivered, and another family not so neatly also has their material ready for constructions, the neatly family house should be worked on first. Constructions of building for lease to outside industry to provide long-range improvement. Fencing not to be done on individual farm plots. Rehabilitations of small irrigation projects for which no is available or is not conflicted with any existing agreements of the travel or border regulations. Purchasings of farm tractors or implements will be permitted. Construction of roads for community use, labor and materials. Construction or improvement of a pavement structures, deeping, chapter house additions, landscaping, corral construction, rodeo ground, wood structures, and warehouse constructions. Summer student program, travel in NYC, purchase of essential materials for worthwhile project, cabinet making, sewing projects, and painting. Hauling wood, revolving of dirt over burned it from open pit coal mines, so that should that coal mines may be used by the community. Hiring an individual to act as caretaker and custodian of a chapter house under salary durations and terms as the chapter shall determine. Maintenance of chapter buildings not to exceed the sum of $500 and were approved by individual chapter to deposit such amount in banks. Purchase of seeds and fertilizer, water hauling for livestock, purchase of livestock feed or hay. This is as far as I'm going to talk about this here, and here's another one which I'm going to talk about again. This is about the Navajo Golden Rule. Treat all other people as though they were related to you. Protection for livestock operation is the first one I'm going to talk. What causes most of the trouble between Navajos who are neighbors, even between Navajos who belongs to the same families? The answer to this question is land, and where families can graze their livestock. Years ago, people did not have this problem. Why do they have this problem today? Maybe some simple picture will help us to understand this problem. Picture number one is on the other side of this old story, I think I have to say. This picture shows, the story shows how Navajo families were living 100 years ago. And 100 years ago, where there were only 8,000 to 10,000 Navajos, and there was plenty of land where they could raise their sheep and goats and horse and burros. Families live far apart, and each family have a large grazing area all to itself. How the few families of 100 years ago have now grown into many families over a period of, let's say, about 50 years. First, as the daughter of each family became grown woman and got married and started their own families, they found that they must have some distant away in order to have a grazing area for their livestock. And the same thing happened again when their daughters grew up and started families of their own. But the land was filled up with families, each with its own grazing area. How the land is today, there is no land left that newly forming families can move can move up.